Melody。
感谢我们的姐妹 Linda， 她这首很中国风味的歌曲非常好听。
We need to surely hear some more this unique kind of singing with Chinese melody. We hope we can all learn it too someday.
希望以后有机会能听到更多有关于这么有风中国风味的圣诗，也希望我们大家也可以一起学着，好吧？
Today we want to study again with you concerning spiritual caring.
今天我们再次跟大家一起学习怎么样做属灵关怀的初步。
I hope that you will have an outline with you, and then you will fill up some of those blank in your outline so that you can study it at home.
Okay, 各位如果有笔的，或者那个下面有笔的，可以把这个填一填，好吧？一边听一边做一些笔记。
And then would you help yourself, help me by turning your Bible to Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, please.
好，我们现在马太福音第六章第九。
If you don't have a Bible, just raise your hand, or in front of you.
你没有的，请你举起手。我们的
the seat under you, in front of you, you should have a Bible. Whether it's Chinese or English, we hope everyone would have a Bible.
每人都应该有一个，不管是中文的、英文的，都应该有一本圣经。马太福音六章九到十三。
Yes, This is a very famous prayer. That we pray every Sunday here.
好，这个是非常有名的主导文。我们每一个礼拜天都会在这里用主导文做祷告的。
Now, what does the connection with spiritual caring and this prayer?
那我们要问了，说这个主导文跟这个属灵关怀这个有什么关系呢？
Because this prayer is teaching you how to pray for yourself and how to pray for others.
因为这个祷告教授教你怎么样为自己祷告，同样也为别人祷告。
And we are Christians who love and care for other people around us.
基督徒应该是爱你身边的人。
And we want to be able to spiritually having our empathy and concern for their conditions.
我们必须在属灵的真理上对你身边的人有所关怀。
We want to feel the feelings of others who are hurting or who have needs.
对身边有的人，他们也许在受伤或者有需要的时候，我们应该能够感受得到。
And we have understood today many people are lonely inside.
我们知道今天有很多内心是非常寂寞的人。
And our loneliness needs someone to care and understand.
然后我们内心的寂寞是十分迫切需要有人能够了解，有人能够安慰的。
For example, there was a lady who has three children.
比如说有一位妇人，她有三个孩子。
And two of them died.
有两个已经过去了，已经过世了。
One is two years old, one is 5 years old.
就是在两岁跟三岁的时候已经相继过世了。
And this lady was totally distorted and hurt.
那这我可以想，这位妈妈她是完全的崩溃了。
So she wanted to commit suicide.
所以她也想到要自杀。
And people tried to save her.
大家想要去救她呀。
She refused to take medicine.
然后他就拒绝去吃任何的药。
She even refused to see doctor.
也拒绝去看医生。
She I want to die.
他说你让我死吧。
But then some Christians went to see her.
那有位基督徒就去探访他。
Pray for her.
替他祷告。
Talk to her. Listen to her.
倾听，跟他说话。
And she became open.
然后就开始把他心房就打开了。
Beginning again, she felt that there's someone understand her.
那她觉得哦，终于有人听我讲的话，而且知道我在讲什么，所以就开始吃东西了。
She began to want to live.
慢慢她就是有一些求生的意志了。
Now, not all of us have this kind of a serious problem.
那不是我们每个人都有这样一个这么严重的问题。
But when you have a person who really understands who you are and what are you concerned, then you feel that you want to live and you want to get the help from this person.
但是当有一个人对你是这么有这样深度了解，尤其是知道你属灵里面，知道你心里的需要的时候，你就觉得你要跟这个人，要得到这个人的帮助，你要活得更好，更有意思。
Because you have a friend.
因为你现在有一个知心的朋友了。
And the most important thing then, when we try to care for others, is first of all, pray for them.
所以当我们去真心的关怀一个人的时候，第一步最重要的第一步就是替那个人祷告。
Help him to know Jesus.
然后帮助他能够认识神，认识耶稣基督。
Help the person to be cared by God Himself.
然后帮助这个人去受到神自己的照顾。
And when we pray, we seek the Holy Spirit's help to have a spiritual understanding of that person.
然后我们祷告求圣灵帮助你能够在属灵上能够真正认识这个人。
And then you know his or her deepest need.
然后你可以去洞悉这个人内心深处的最深的需要是什么。
And together you seek God's help to meet those needs.
然后求神来帮助你去了解他的内心最终的需要是什么。
That's why prayer is so important.
这就是为什么祷告是如此的重要。
Through prayer, then God will help you to know how to comfort this person.
然后就是因为祷告了，你才知道怎么样去安慰这个人。
How to correct that person.
怎么样去帮助，
How to encourage that person.
怎么样去鼓励他。
And then bring peace to his or her heart.
然后把平安带到他的心里。
So therefore, prayer is the most important step of spiritual caring.
所以在属灵的关怀上面，祷告是第一步，最重要的第一步。
We realize that God cares for that person more than you and I.
我们知道神对他的关怀要远比你与我对他的关怀。
So how do we ask God to help that person?
所以我们怎么样能够求神来帮助那个人呢？
And how, where do we get the ability to care for this person?
我们如何得到那个大的能力去关照这个人呢？
How can I pray effectively for that person?
我怎么样能够非常有效地替那个人祷告呢？
Learn from Jesus.
从耶稣的身上去学。
Jesus taught you and I how to pray, right?
对，耶稣就教我们说怎么样祷告啊。
Don't you realize that Jesus specifically teach you and I how to pray?
我们难道不知道耶稣特别的教导我们如何去祷告吗？
The disciple observed Jesus pray all the time.
因为这门徒常常看到耶稣一个人在那边祷告。
And they were impressed.
他们觉得很有印象。
So they came in the book of Luke 11 about a similar passage. They came to Jesus and said, Jesus, Rabbi, please teach us how to pray.
然后我们看到在路加福音这些门徒就跑来找耶稣说，父子，请你教我们祷告，怎么祷告。
So then we have this, the, what we call the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们有这里所谓的主祷文。
Then we can pray this prayer to fulfill our Christian functions.
然后我们就知道，由这个主祷文中，我们可以学到怎样做到一个基督徒应做的事情。
Then we can join with God and Jesus care to care for that person.
然后我们可以与神一起同工来关怀这个人。
So prayer then, once again, is the first and the most important thing to care for your friends and loved ones.
所以当我们要去关怀一个人的时候，祷告是第一步，也是最重要的一步。
In our prayer, in fact, we could understand our own problems and identities.
在这个祷告中，我们也可以找到我们自己的麻烦，我们自己的问题。
We can first of all pray for ourselves.
我们可以第一步也许先为我们自己祷告吧。
And then we understand God's love.
然后我们能够明白神的爱。
And then we can bear fruit for Jesus.
然后我们可以为耶稣结出他的果子来。
And then notice in God's, in this prayer that Jesus taught, first of all, we are to seek God's glory first.
请大家注意，他的祷告开始第一步就是先求神的荣耀。
In other words, in the Lord's Prayer, there are two main parts.
所以主祷文有两个重要的部分，一个是
Guess what? The first one is not to say, God, I need this, I need that, I need that. No, the first thing God teach you and I is to seek His glory.
所以一开始不是先求说我们需要这个，我们需要那个，而是第一个步先是怎么样去求神的荣耀。
How do you do that?
你怎么样去求神的荣耀呢
？First of all, if you can read carefully here, the words a little small.Jesus taught us to pray, say, Our Father.
So, 这里主教我们说，说我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Now, Jesus did not say, My Father.
耶稣没有说我的父。
You don't just say, My Father.
你不能只说啊，我的父。
You say, Our Father.
而是说我们的父。
That means that in our prayer, we incorporate Christian community together.
也就是说，当我们祷告的时候，把我们这基督徒的这些团契都包括在里面。
We join with Jesus' prayer together.
我们与耶稣的祷告一起合起来，合一。
So we say our Father.
所以我们说我们天上。
And also we address to God as Father.
我们也称呼神是父。
That means that God is not just a big boss.
这就说神不是一个大老板。
Oh, God is somewhere really awful and then he's so powerful, I don't know him well.
神也不是一个远远不可近的一个很伟大的。
We say,
our
Father, we develop a relationship with God.
而说我们的父表示我们跟这个神是有一个亲密的关系。
Then our prayer then is a fellowship with God as well as fellowship with other Christians.
所以这个主导文就教我们是一个与神有亲密关系，也是与他人有亲密关系的一个祷告。
And then our prayer becomes an intimate connection with God.
所以我们祷告就变成与我们让我们与神有一个很亲密的关系，很亲密的连接。
In the Bible, the word to have connection with God is fellowship.
在这里，与神有交通就是与神有沟通就是交通的意思。
In the book of 1 John, it tells us that we can have fellowship with God and with brothers and sisters.
约翰一书第一章就告诉我们说。我们可以跟神与弟兄姐妹有一个很亲密的关系。
In this prayer, we recognize this fellowship.
在这个祷告里，我们就承认了这样的一个关系。
And that fellowship meaning to have a close connection and have a good conversation.
这个关系就是一个有很亲密的关系，一个很好的一个谈心的。
In other translation, there are other explanations, so I put that up on the screen for you. In the original word, that fellowship is called koinonia.
在这个希腊文语言，它的意思就是 koinonia.
That means that we are in the, all in the same ship. We are all in the same boat together.And we must have a real close connection.
表示我们是同舟共渡的，所以我们必须要大家好好的相处。
So Christians never alone.
基督徒永远不是一个单独的。
You are part of the body of Christ.
你是耶稣基督的一个教会，一个身体的一部分。
He is our Father.
他是我们的父。
When you pray, remember you are not alone.
请你记得，当你祷告的时候，你不是一个人祷告，是一起的。
Jesus himself also pray for you.
耶稣基督他自己也会替你祷告。
So today, let us learn first of all, then come before God and say, Our Father, you care for me. Thank you for your love. I honor you.
所以让我们学的就是说，耶稣基督，因为你爱我们，所以我们到你面前来，我要荣耀你。
And then the second thing is to respect God's holiness and transcendence.
第二个重要就是要尊重神的名，他是圣洁的跟超人的。
Because when we pray, you look at verse 9, it says that hallowed be thy name, be your name.
Yeah, 因为你看到第九节他说 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Now, have you ever prayed that way to God?
你祷告时候有没有说这样说呢？
You say at church we do.
在教会我们常常这样讲。
But do you pray in your private place?
那你在你自己一个人的时候，你是也是说愿你的名为圣吗？
Now, what does hallow mean? Hallow means holy or above others.
圣洁就表示是我们中文就是圣洁的，然后另外意思就是说是超乎一切的。
And he is also being separate. Holy means separate.
呀，也就是认为分别的、分开的。
That means that God is above all else.
就是神是超乎一切的。
Not only we treasure our intimate with God, but also we at the same time realize God is holy. He is separate.He is transcendent and all powerful.
所以我们一方面觉得我们跟神有个亲密的关系，但一方面也要认知他是圣洁的，他是超人的，他是远超于我们。
God cannot stand sin.
然后圣洁的神是永远是不能够容忍罪。
That's why He sent Jesus to die for us.
这是为什么他让耶稣基督降世为人，替我们做罪而舍身。
And especially God's name has to be honored by all of us.
然后神的名是必须要让我们所有人都 尊重的。
For the Jewish people in the old days, they don't even dare to pronounce or to say God's own name.
在旧约时代的犹太人，他们是不敢称呼神的名的。
Just like we Chinese, when we brought up, we don't address our father by his first name.
就像我们中国人大概。大部分不会称爸爸的，只称爸爸的名字吧。
I don't tell my father, "Hi, Peter, how are you?" I don't.
我从来不敢称我爸爸。Hey, Peter, 今天怎么样啊
？I know in America, so you supposed to be friends, you know, dad and mom, we all link together. No, Chinese culture, no. You address your dad. You don't say his name.
哇，在美国的话，我们就说儿子跟老子要亲的话，我们就直呼其名啦。爸爸也可以称 Peter 啦。但中国文化是不行的，爸爸就是爸爸，你一定尊一声爸爸。
Because we honor his name.
因为我们尊重他这个名。
Now God's the same. He wants us to honor his name.
神也一样，他也要我们尊重他的这个名。
Do not misuse it.
不要随便去乱用。
Don't follow people's in your working environment to say gosh, gee, and all that kind of stuff. That'sDishonoring God's name.
So we 常常在这个做事的地方或者别的地方，常常会不由主的就学着这个属世话，就把神的名属世话变成 gosh 啊，什么什么这些东西。这些也大家稍微也要小心哈。
In fact, in our own private prayer, we need to seek God's glory not only for us but for everybody in the world.
所以我们这个祷告要追求神的荣耀，不但是为我们，也是为全世界。
We need to respect him all the time.
我们必须要随时随地都尊重他。
What does God's name imply?
那神的名到底是什么意义呢？
God's name implies his character.
神的名代表他的属性。
God's name implies his blessing for the future.
神的名也代表他对未来的事他会祝福的。
God's name represents his reputation.
神的名代表他自己的名誉。
God's name represents His hope for us.
他的名也代表他对我们的盼望。
God's name represents His accomplishment for us.
他也代表他为我们已经完成的事情。
He is almighty and powerful.
他是伟大的，超人的。
Now you say, "Wow, God is so holy." Then, well, how do I tell people about His holiness?
我神是如此的神圣，那我们怎么样对别人去介绍这么神圣的一个神呢？
So when you pray, we pray for His holiness.
所以当你祷告的时候，你替他的神圣来祷告。
But like Martin Luther said, he said, Martin Luther said, when we live as a Christian, truly Christian in our conduct, in our conversation, we bring holiness to God and to others.
马丁路德曾经说的一句话就是，当我们在我们的这个人生这个言行的中间的话
And then then we will bring holiness to others.
Yeah, 就是我们的言行言语，当我们活出一个像基督的样子的时候，我们很自然的就把神的神圣能够彰显出来。
Now the first thing when we pray seeking God's glory is that we desire to have God's kingdom come.
第三样就是我们想要愿意神的国能够降临。
When we pray for ourselves, for others, we need to pray for God's control of this whole world.
当我们替自己替别人祷告的时候，我们必须要祷告说，请神能够控制这个整个的世界。
In other words, God, please control my life, control this world's happening.
神，求你掌权这个全世界，包括我在内。
We are asking God to demonstrate His power and leadership in our lives.
请神在你自己生命中能够彰显出他的伟大的领导。
We want God's control prevail of in this whole world.
我们需要神能够他的权力能够彰显在这个整个世界。
That's why we say Your kingdom come.
为什么说你的国降临的意思？
Then how does God's kingdom come? You say.
Yeah, 如果你会说哦，那神的国是降临是怎么回事呢？
Three parts.
三样。
Number one. His kingdom come by conversion.
哦，他的神国的降临是能够改变的。
In other words, when people converted, when we can repent and accept Jesus.His kingdom come upon that person's life.
Yeah, 所以当他降临的时候，我们会发现有些人是能够会改变的。
And then number two is commitment.
另外就是能够献身。
When we exhibit God's principle and obey the teaching of the word, then we find God's rule in our life more and more.
所以当我们能够听从神的话语的时候，我们发现我们 每天的过的就是慢慢慢慢越来越能够顺从神的话语，越来越能够愿意自己献身于神的话语。
God's kingdom manifests in our life because God's controlling us.
Yeah, 当神能够在我们身上掌权的时候，我们看到神在我们身上掌权的一些功效。
And then the first thing is consummation.
另外一个就是
大的结果。大的结果。
In
other words, when Jesus comes, everything will be under His control, right?
也就是说，在耶稣再来的时候 ，the second coming.
Yes.
耶稣再来的时候，一切都是在他的控制之下。
He will rule over this whole world completely then.
Yeah, 他会百分之百的掌权。
So when we say, "Thy kingdom come."
So 当我们看说神国降临。
We are saying, "God, please rule over me."
我们讲说求神求你在我身上掌权。
God, please rule over others and bring them to know Jesus.
也求你在别人的生命中掌权，让他们能够认识你。
And also we pray like the Apostle John pray, God, may your kingdom come quick. The Lord Jesus come quick.
另外像使徒约翰一样，求神求你的国能够快快的降临。
Today, we see our world have a lot of problems.
今天看我们这世上有很多的问题。
And we see many people are being hurt by terrorists.
很多人因为恐怖分子，所以受到很多的伤害。
We have many tragedies in this world.
很多的悲剧。
We don't know what to do.
我们不知道怎么办。
Oh, somebody worry about economy.
Oh, 有人很担心经济。
Oh, Friday, the stock market 500 some point come down. You lose a lot of money, right, in your S&P.
Yeah, 礼拜五是一个美国的股市掉了500多点了，你的财产已经缩水了很多。
You say, what's the world going to come up to? What happened?
所以说我们这个世界到底怎么回事？
Oh, I invest a lot of building and a lot of apartment in Shanghai. Now it's gone too. It's come down too.
呀，你在中国大陆，什么上海、北京啊，投资了很多房产、房地产的，现在也有一下都好像快没呀。
Best thing is, Lord, may your kingdom come.
但是最好的国度是什么？就是神的国度降临。
Because you trust in God's ruling.
因为你知道神的掌管是最好的。
You don't need to worry about it.
你不需要担心。
See, and then the fourth thing.
第四样。
You pray according to Jesus' prayer to say, "Your will be done as on earth as it is in heaven."
我们说愿人都啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now.Why do we need to pray that prayer? God, may your will be done as it is on earth.
So, why do we need to say, "May your will be done as it is in heaven"?
Because today we know God's will has not been accomplished in the world.
We also know that in the present world, God's will has not been accomplished.
Why is God's will not being accomplished?
为什么神的旨意没有被实行呢?
Why are so many tragedies and problems?
为什么有这么多的问题，这么多的悲剧呢?
We have to first ask ourselves.
我们必须要先扪心自问。
Have I allowed God's will be done in my own life?
我也让神的旨意在我的生命中能够实现吗?
When we pray this prayer, it represents that we want our own will to be similar to God's will.
当我们祷告这句时候，表示我要我自己的意愿是跟神的意愿是一致的。
And we are praying that God will change my will, our will, to be like His will.
我们这样祷告是希望神能够把我们的自己的意愿能够改变成。翻转成他的意愿
to be conformed to Jesus
变成我们的意思跟神的旨意是我一致的
then therefore we are not seeking our own ideas to be accomplished then
所以这样我们不是为了自己的意愿来做一些事情
we are asking our selfish will to be get rid of
你要把我们这些自我中心的一些意志能够除去
Why is that so important?
为什么这个这么重要?
Because Jeremiah tells us.
因为耶利米告诉我们。
Jeremiah in chapter 17 verse 9 said, "The heart is deceitful."
因为耶利米书十七章第九节说，人心是充满了险恶的。
And is beyond cure.
是无救的。
Our lust.Our pride, our anger, greediness, laziness, cold attitude toward others need God's transforming power to change us.
Should I find the verses?
Yes, sure. Okay. Oh, you don't need to. Just translate.
Okay.
That means that our sin, our pride need God to change us.
Yes. 就是我们的一些罪性一些思想一些言语行为都需要神 来改变我们
Yes, we sometimes are so cold toward others
有时候我们对别人是非常的冷漠的
we only like our kind
我们只喜欢就是跟我们我那个很相合的人
when people are different from us
当有的人跟我们 不太一样的时候
we will say bad words
我们就会说一些不太好的话。
We don't like it.
我们不喜欢。
We criticize others.
我们就会批评别人。
These are our self will.
这就是我们自我的主张在里面了。
We'll like ask God to help us to cleanse us.
我们希望求神能够洁净我们。
Then God's will be done.In our lives. Then we can come before the throne of God and say, Lord, use me for your glory.
这样你可以来到神的宝座前求说神求你使用我让我能够荣耀
你。All these are the first part.
这个就是我们刚刚讲的这个第上半部。
That is God, honor your name.
所讲的就是这个求神的名神的荣耀。
Oh, God,Have your control in this world.
你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
God, take away my selfish will.
把我的自己的主张除去。
And then the second part.
然后我们现在是第二步。
Then we ask for God's salvation.
然后第二步就是我们求神的拯救。
When God saves us, He provides for us too.
当神拯救我们的时候，神也会供应我们。
And so we pray to God, say, give us today my or our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
It's interesting. Jesus did not teach us just say, God, give me bread today. He said, our. In other words, we must concern for other people's need in their lives.
这很有意思。耶稣基督并没有说只求你供应我所需，而是供应 all 我们的所需。
Now that means that we ask God to provide all of our needs.
是表示说求神供应我们所有人的需要。
God tells us not to worry.
神告诉说不用担心。
Jesus says, seek the kingdom first, and all these things will be added unto you.
Right, 所以你先求神的国跟神的义，其他都会加给你的。
The president of World Vision, his name was suddenly slipped from my mind. Richard Shrink or something like that. Okay. He went to Haiti to inspect the refugees after the earthquake.
Oh, 我们知道这个世界展望会是一个基督教的一个慈善机构哈。他在这海地这个大地震以后，他去那边查考。
Oh, I got his name now. Richard Stern.
Richard Stern, 他的这个 World Vision,
help a lot of people in the world.
总裁的名字叫做 Richard Stern.
And then, you know, after Haiti, the earthquake, many people live in tents.
那你知道在海地大地震以后，很多就是住在街边的这个帐篷里。
He went to visit a tent that full of refugees, and many of them are really hurt and have sickness.
那很多人就是露宿街头的人，他去看望了以后，这些人就是不但是饥饿，而且还有很多人生病。
And then they were worshiping God.
然后他们在那边，那些人在那边敬拜神。
Right in the front, there were 6 amputees.
哦，就在前排就有六个就是已经截肢的人。
There were some 60 years old, some young man, and there was young lady who has the.One of her hands gone, and one of the legs is also hurt.
So, 有老的也有少的，一个很年轻的妇人，她就是一个手没了，一个脚也没了。
And they were singing joyfully.
但是这些人还能够
to glorify God.
呀，那这些人还在那边很欢欣的、很喜悦的在那边唱歌，在颂赞神。
Miss Stern could not believe it.
那Mr. 这个史登先生他就没有办法能够了解。
These were amputees from the earthquake.
Yeah.
They got so hurt, and yet they were the one that sing so joyfully more than anyone else.
Yeah, 这些人是因为这个大地震是被截肢的人，他们居然还能够如此欢欣的在那边颂赞神。
And so afterward, he talked to some of them.
然后会后他就去跟他们交谈。
And this lady told him that.Oh, I so thank God that I wasn't killed. I'm still living.
那这个妇人就告诉说，我非常感谢神，我没有死，我还活着。
And then I thank God that my children still living.
我也感谢神，我的儿女也都还活着。
I'm thanking God that today I have a meal. I can take care of them, and God allow me to have these nice children.
我也感谢神，我今天还有。有饭吃，然后我们的孩子也都有这个饮食，都有食物，然后也让我能够还能继续去照顾他们。
Mr. Stern was totally touched.
这位 Stern 先生就完全的被感动了。
He realized he was the president of World Vision, but he had to come here to Haiti and learn what it means to rejoice in the Lord and what it means to have God's provision.In a person's life through these amputees.
所以他虽然身为贵为这个展望协会的一个总裁，但是他必须要到海地这样一个经过大地震以后，这些人被截肢的人身上学到什么样叫做神的供应。
He understood what means to have joy in God.
什么叫做在神里有喜悦？什么叫做得到神的供应
？Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone."
耶 是说人是不靠这些食物的。
But on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
而是靠神所里的嘴里所出的一切话。
We not only pray for our daily bread.
我们不但是为我们每日的饮食祷告。
Physically, but we also pray for our spiritual food too.
我们必须要祈求这些属灵的粮食。
And we also need to be concerned for others who need food.
我们必须照顾到别人我们所需要的。
And who others who have spiritual need.
别人有属灵的粮食的需要。
Now that's what we need to pray for.
这就是我们要祷告的。
Every day.
每一天。
Let us give an example for our church.
我们就是拿我们教会做个例子嘛。
Okay, last week we have vacation Bible school, right?
上个整个礼拜，礼拜一在里面，我们有所谓的暑期圣经学
校。And guess what? 2 weeks before, how many people have registered for vacation Bible school?
在这个开始的两个礼拜以前，我曾经报过，我们有多少人报名呢？
6.
六个人。
And 4 of them are in just one family.
四个是从爸爸跟家
里。And you know which family?
One family.
And people say, oh.I think it's behind me. I say, Pastor, we're wasting time.
Yeah.
Why we work so hard prepare for vacation Bible school?
Yeah, 有人就开始跟我说啊，牧师啊，我们这个是白忙一场啊，我们就是为这个这大家这么尽心尽力的搞了半天，就是自己的孩子而已。
I must have to admit to you, I think the same way myself.
Yeah.
I thought. Oh.We work so hard. We pray so hard.
我必须要承认，必须要向各位承认，我也是有同感。
Well, we have all this beautiful decoration.
这么好的这个布置的东西。
We have so many good teachers and helpers.
很多很愿意尽心的老师。
Yeah, we even have people that volunteer to help the adults people class.
很多成人的也。很多人特别开了一些成人的班。
We have all the materials of VBS from other churches for free. We don't pay a cent of it.
很多这个材料都是别的教会捐给我们，我们连自己买都不需要。
Six students only?
只有六个学生吗？
I pray hard, I tell you.
我这祷告非常的迫切。
I haven't prayed that hard in my life.
我这一生大概是很少有迫切祷告的。
God help us.
神就帮助我们了。
Well, I know that this might not bother me, but may bother my church, the people, the teacher. They say, "Ooh, only 6 students."
Yeah, 我对我来说也许不是有很大的影响，但我知道会对我的教会，对我这些员工们，这些侍奉的弟兄姐妹，大概会有些影响。
And one brother said, "Pastor, let's have faith. I pray for 12 students for you."
有位弟兄跟我讲，牧师，我祷告要有12个学生。
I say, praise the Lord, I hope we do.
我说感谢神。
So the next day on Monday, when we had the first day of VBS,
所以当礼拜一来临的时候
，Guess how many children we have?
请大家猜我们多少学生
？We did have 8 register.
我们到那个时候已经有八个报名。
But 2 were sick, didn't come.
只有两个生病。
So we have only 6.
所以又回到大回到六。
I say, God, what is going on?
然后就说怎么回事啊？
What about all my prayer?
我们这些祷告
嘞。What about all our people's prayer?
我们这些人的祷告呢？
What about all the teachers trying to prepare?
这么多教师这么尽心在准备。
Are we wasting our time here?
我们在浪费时间吗？
No.
No, 不是的。
Second day.
第二天。
Guess what?
大家猜有多少学生？
10 students.
十个。
Final day, 12 students.
最后一天是我们有十二个学生。
See how God provide and how God supply.
神供应。
You see, that's how God works.
这就是神的公是这样做的。
And praise the Lord, we have one new student except Jesus yesterday on Friday.
有一位还礼拜五接受主的学生。
Wow, praise the Lord.
感谢神。
You see, God does answer prayers.
神他是答应祷告的。
But then we also need to realize something more as we pray.
我们另外还必须在祷告之外还有一些别的东西。
You notice the Bible says in verse 12, forgives us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
第十二节说免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
Now that's what Jesus teaches you and I to pray.
这耶稣教我们就是要这样的祷告。
That means that we all owe the debt of sin to God and man.
就是说我们都欠了神跟欠了人的债。
We are sinners.
因为我们就是一个罪人呢。
We need God's forgiveness.
我们需要神的宽恕原谅。
The Greek saint Martin Luther, in the old days, he prayed this prayer every night.
马丁路德他在世的时候每天晚上就是做这样的做这个祷告。
Because we have uncleanness in our life.
因为我们心里是有很多不洁的。
We tell lie, easy lie.
我们很容易说谎。
We judge people all the time.
我们常常批论论断别人。
We talk behind people all the time.
我们在背后说人家的话。
We don't know how much we have hurt others.
我们不知道我伤害了别人有多少。
Without our friend knows about it.
我们的朋友却不知道。
We have sinned.
我们是犯了罪。
We owe the debt of sin.
我们都欠了。
We need to ask God to forgive our sins.
我们需要求神来原谅我们。
And ask Him to totally wash us from our sins.
把我们罪完全的抹去。
And then yet God, Jesus says, you have to forgive others too.
那神就告诉说，你也必须要原谅。
How many times have you forgive your enemy or your some people you don't like?
对你一些不你不喜欢的或者你的敌人你有几次是原谅他们呢
Jesus said 70 times 7 right?
耶稣说七十个七
You are willing to forgive
你必须要甘心情愿的去原谅
Pastor it's easy for you You say you forgive that's, You are okay But not me I can't
那有人说牧师对你来说是一件容易事对我来说太困难了
Because some people have hurt me so much
因为有人对我的伤害实在是太大了
I cannot forgive it.
我没有办法去原谅他。
I try.
我尝试过。
But I cannot forget.
但是我就是不行啊。
What do you do?
那你怎么办?
Keep praying the Lord's Prayer.
不断的用主祷文来祷告。
God, help me to forgive.
让神来帮助你去原谅。
Then God will forgive you.
然后神也会免你的债，你犯的罪。
And then...Also, we need to recognize the power of sin and ask God's deliverance.
我们也必须认识罪的权势，要求求神的解放、解救。
Because he says, the lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离那个凶恶。
In verse 13, yes, right?
对。
Yeah. And then we need to face...All the bad things and evil in the world. You and I need God's saving power. We need His rules. God knows everything. He knows your condition. He knows your need. When you rely on His power and His kingdom,
当你仰望他的他的解救的能力和他的国度的时候
then he will save you by his blood.
他就会以他的宝血来解救你。
Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is designed to save you from any evil things.
神他钉十字架，然后三天后复活，为了就是能够把你从那个一切邪恶的事情中解救出来。
You know, today many of us sin without knowing it.
今天很多人我们犯了做了很不好的事情但是我们还不知道
We were influenced by the whole world
因为我们就是受了这个世界的影响
By the televisions
这个电视也好
By the things that we've seen around us
有在我们周围看到的事情
We take it for granted Oh it's okay It's in America No problem
我们就觉得哎，这没什么什么大家在美国就是这个样子呢
Oh so and so He did itYou know, what about me? I'm a small kid. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, 就是有人这样说，就是反正就是与我无关了，我也没受到什么伤害啊。
That's why Jesus asks us, pray that you will be delivered from this kind of deception and temptation.
所以说，耶稣 叫我们说不要我们遇见像类似这样的试探，就我们脱离凶恶。
And may God save you from the evil of this kind of thinking and action.
让神把你从这种邪恶 不对的这个思想以及行为中能够解救出来。
You know the foxes in the wilderness.
你知道在郊荒郊野外的这个狐狸。
They told me
fox,
that some foxes are very
fox,
smart.
Okay. 有人告诉我这个狐狸是非常聪明的。
After they walk over a thing, they could use their tail to swipe away the track, their own track.
Okay.他会把他自己的足迹用他的尾巴都给他扫干净。
Wow, that's smart, isn't it?
哦，很聪明哦。
So nobody can know that he's around. No animal would catch him.
所以别的野兽没有办法找到他，抓他。
We have the same problem.
我们也有同样的问题。
After we say something, whether we did something, oh, we should know how to wipe that away so nobody knows.
当我们做同样做了一些错事的时候，我们也会像狐狸一样，用尾巴把那个足迹啊、什么个痕迹给它扫一扫，啊，这样人家都不知道了。
We need God's deliverance.
所以我们知道，我们这样我们需要神的拯救。
Give us discernment to know.
让我们有这个能够洞视我们的错处。
Give us the courage to live like a Christian should.
让我们有一个勇气活得像一个基督徒。
Then we can win others for Jesus, right?
这样呢，我们可以。替耶稣替神赢得别的人。
God give us this church.
神给我们这个教会。
Is to lead others people to come to know Him.
就是让别人能够来这里认识他。
And God is going to do it.
神他要成就这件事。
But you must pray this prayer.
但是你必须要做这样的祷告。
God help me to honor Your name.
主求你帮助我能够荣耀你的名。
Our Heavenly Father, my Father, please rule over my life and control my life.
我们天上的父，求你能够掌管我的生命。
And Lord, please forgive my debts of sins.
也求主你能够原谅我们的债。
And Lord, please also to help me get rid of my self-will.
求主让我能够除去我的一些自我的意志、自我的想法。
And Lord, help me that in my prayer, I'm not just showing off myself and how good I can speak.
在我的祷告中，不是在为自己做一些宣传工作，说我这个做讲话多么厉害等等的。
But to seek Your will be done, Your authority be done in my life.
而是让你的旨意、你的权利能够在我身上能够实现。
And please deliver me from evil things.
也让我能够脱离凶恶的事。
Because you care for me and love me.
因为你关心我，你爱我。
Then you'll be able to care for yourself.
然后你能够去怎么样去关怀你自己。
Care for other people.
也能够知道怎么去关怀别
人。Care for other Chinese or other people in Irvine and in Saddleback Valley.
所有在这个 Irvine 尔湾或者是马鞍山的这些人，中国人或者别的人。
We are not praying that Lord help us that our church will grow so we will feel good.
我们不是说祷告说神啊，求你让我们教会就是变得人满为患，然后我们就是成长的。
Lord, may Your will be done and rule over the people around us and help them to know You.
而是主求你的旨意能够降临，让我们这些我们还有我们周遭的人都能够认识你。
Then God will answer our prayer for sure.
这样的话，我保证神一定会。
This is not a selfish prayer.
答应你的祷告，因为这不是一个自私的祷告。
You're praying according to God's will.
因为你祷告是求神的旨意能够。
Many years ago in Sacramento, that's where I'm from, Billy Graham had a crusade there.
在这个 Sacramento, 中文
是
什么？
是沙加曼道。
沙加米。加州的省府哈。OK， 那个比利葛佩里到那边有个很大的布道会。
And they have choir practice.
因为他们有一个诗班的。
Right before the first evangelistic meeting.
在第一场这个复兴这个会之前
That's the night before and the choir was rehearsing real late
就是在这个大会之前他们这个诗班这边练习了很晚
And one of the choir members was a pastor
其中一个诗班的会员他是一个牧师
And then he drove by the Capitol step of Sacramento where the legislature meet at night
他在晚上很晚就回去的时候他就经过了这个萨加缅度他这个国会的那个中心的那个直接上
He saw on the step of the Capitol there was something like a homeless man bowing down, kneeling down as if he was so weak on the steps of the Capitol
所以他看到有一个人就在这个什么这个中心的这个面前直接上也看到一个人就是好像跪在那边，好像觉得很累的样子，在那个石阶上。
Then he said, "Wow, this man needs help."
然后他就心里想，哦，这个人是需要一些帮忙。
I have to go to see if I can help this homeless man.
他说我大概是不是要帮忙这个？他认为他大概是这个游民之类的。
She carefully went up the step and touched the man and said, "Hi, is there anything I can help you?"
他就过去拍拍这个人，说我可以帮你的忙吗
？Do you need any help?
你需要帮忙吗
？Then the man.The homeless man look up.
然后这个所谓的这个游民，他就哎，张那个抬头看他。
And he looked, oh, that's Billy Graham.
哦，他才发现这个人原来是葛培里。
He was shocked.
他以为是一个，是呀。
He was shocked.
哇，他觉得非常的震惊。
Why is Billy Graham sitting in the Capitol step like a homeless man for?
这个 Billy Graham 他远远看还以为是一个无家可归的一个游民原来谁呢是葛培里自己在那石阶上在那边祷告
He was praying for Sacramento
因为他葛培里在这边就是为了整个的萨加缅度这个事在祷告
So Billy Graham could say not because of the great organization and how good they can get the churches to support them
所以葛培里的宣道大会那么的成功，并不是原因，不是因为他的组织的多厉害，然后所有的大教会都在支持他等等。
Because Billy Graham prayed for the people in Sacramento.
而是因为他会为那个整个城市的人在那边祷告。
Today, do you pray for our church?
你今天有为我们的教会祷告吗
？But first of all, pray for yourself.
然后第一个先为自己祷告。
With the Lord's Prayer.
用主祷文来祷告。
Let us pray.Father, help us today as we pray the Lord's Prayer later. We'll really mean it before you and seek you first. We pray in Jesus' name.
主，求我们让我们知道怎么样用这个主祷文。